Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast.
I'm Tamika Alexander here with Dr. John Burkhart with the University Medical Center. He's a clinical psychologist and provides psychotherapy and related care at the University Medical Center. He's an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Medicine at the College of Community Health Sciences and assistant director of the University of Alabama Tuscaloosa Family Medicine Residency Program, which the college operates. Thanks so much for being with us today and welcome, Dr. Burkhart.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what does mental health look like post-COVID?
Sure. So maybe the easiest way to do that is maybe just some things I hear from people more often than I don't, right? I think there's always still the concern of, is it going to come back? Are we really out of it? And then one of the bigger ones is they kind of talk about like long COVID, like you've had it for an extended period of time. And so then people are having a lot of concern with, how's my brain functioning? I'm still kind of slow. I don't kind of think right. And so they come in wanting to be examined and seeing if there's anything going on because they still just don't feel like they've fully recovered, right? So as we all know, COVID was a scary experience. And if you had it, obviously it could be very scary. And then all of a sudden you think you're done with it. You think you're over with it. And you're like, you know, I just don't feel as strong as I used to, or I just a little more tired, or I just don't think as well. It's like work is harder, like those types of things. And then we start to learn that there is such a thing as long COVID, and they have different ideas for what caused it, but you know, it's basically some neural inflammation that causes some of the symptoms that people are experiencing and worried about.
Do you think the pandemic and COVID made mental health in people worse? Or because I'm sure there's been a spike.
So it's interesting. So you read some things where it would say yes, and you would say other things that say no, but you have to really kind of break it down into symptoms of what it is. Like there was a thought at first that because people are so much more isolated, loneliness is going to go up. And then I just recently kind of read something where like it didn't say that COVID had any effect on loneliness, but it talked about other areas that it did have an effect on. But it's definitely, it's a big deal. I mean, at its heart, it's a trauma that we all kind of go through and experience. And I don't think people actually like realize it. I mean, like the whole world shut down and you went home. And, you know, for as long as I've been alive, I've never seen anything like it. I've only read about it in a book, you know. I always kind of thought that the biggest tragedy I'd ever see in my life would be 9/11. So to have another one and some of the other things are going on, you never think it would happen in your lifetime. Usually one bigger thing happens to people. You know, like they always talk about like, oh, they're around the time of, my grandfather grew up in the Great Depression. That's a great example, right? Or somebody that was around during the time of World War II or something like that. And now all of a sudden it's like, you know, we had this major pandemic that shut down the world.
And then you have all these people going back to work, and you have these different emotions and feelings in the workplace. What are some things we need to be mindful of when we have to interact with each other now concerning our mental health?
So, and it can also, and that's a fantastic question, because sometimes you have people that are like, just come back to work, take your mask off, do your thing. Why are you doing this? So it's like, be here or not be here. And it almost can kind of divide people. I've also read some things that are really nice that says, hey, because of this, employers pay more attention to mental health needs, which is important. And then employees obviously pay more attention to it as well. And, you know, they always kind of look at, people always think when you're looking at a job, it's mostly monetary, but it's not. It's more about your flexibility of schedule. Right now, it's about working remotely, days of the week, because you see a lot of people that say, you know, 5 days a week, it's not, you don't need that. There's other productive places that do 3 and 4. And then also, the culture. And in this example, the culture was, if you're on vacation, don't email me about work stuff, right? So kind of having some different barriers up, because while technology is great, it also means, you know, if I'm your boss, I can access you way easier than I could before, right? And then, and since you're always in contact, people always feel like you have to be there. So when people are looking at where to work, those are big factors, and how they manage their stress. Those are also big factors as well.
And what are some things, you mentioned employers, what are some things they need to keep in mind as far as like managing the team and helping everybody manage their mental health?
Well, I think if you're a manager, one of them is just what I mentioned. You know, if somebody's on vacation, they're on vacation. You know, weekends, how late you're sending and receiving emails, you know, because we always like the employee that, you know, might respond at a certain time. But I've talked to people that are doing that. I'm like, what are you doing up at 3? Oh, I got all this work to do. I'm like, but you need to be sleeping so you can do all your work, you know, then. So they're always going. Why does that matter? Because then you just never get a break, a long break, right? So that you can recharge yourself, so that you can get up and do your job more efficiently the next day and with hopefully less stress.
So it sounds like what I got from what you said is important to set boundaries.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one way to put it, you know, but I also think if everybody, I mean, so if you go in workplaces, and I've seen this, where all of those folks, one of the things that they do, if they're on meetings or whatever, it's okay to exercise, right? So they're on their Pelotons or whatever they're doing while they're Zooming, and it's fine. Well, if the culture starts to be like that, Google's another example, right, how they decorate their offices. So those things, they're not necessarily boundaries, but it is a culture of, you know, expressing yourself, taking care of yourself, those types of things. Like, that's a big shift. But then also knowing, like, you know, you're on vacation. I can wait, right? Do I really need to know this answer right now? Or is there somebody else that can answer it for me so that I can let you recharge and come back and be a happy employee?
And I think that, I know we used to say it at my former job, like words matter. I think when we're talking in a team or just being around each other, we have to be very mindful of how we say, because when we're dealing with mental health, you deal with people's emotions.
Sure.
And so we just have to just be mindful of how we talk to each other now. I know that sounds like petty and small, you know, how back in the day people would say you hurt your feelings, they just hurt your feelings. But now you just really have to be mindful of how you talk to people. I know that sounds small, but because that could trigger somebody. That's a part of somebody's mental health, just how you talk to them.
Sure, but I would probably say it's more sometimes how you talk to yourself. The longer I've done what I do, I have a growing appreciation for even the smallest of words and what that does for how you think about yourself. You know, so if you're always telling yourself, I should have done this, I could have done this, I would have done this, and the person's depressed, well, it's no wonder, because you're basically just rehearsing all the failures or all your missed opportunities, right? Now, it doesn't come out in some big way where you're like, oh yeah, that's it. It comes out like, oh, you know, if I would have known that back then, I could have done this, and I probably wouldn't have had to do that, and that would have been really good for me, and I wish I would have done that. So it's like negative thought with regret after regret. And now here I am, and I'm telling myself I'm not as good as I could be. And if you think about it, we talk to ourselves like that all the time. And so it's tricky how to catch yourself with it, but if you start to think about it, it's almost like you're just sending these little messages.
Wow. And talk about some of the tools that many workplaces have for mental health. I know it's like EAP, so there's things that
they do.
People can do to manage their mental health.
I think sometimes, our flexibility, EAPs, where you get to work, like remote and home. Like I've talked to some people now where, excuse me, they get to do both. But there's always like one or two days that are like mandatory to like be there. And then the other days, they give the people the option, which is nice, so you have some flexibility, right? I think people really enjoy that. Another thing, though, too, is, and we kind of forget this, a lot of people, when we always think of somebody unhappy at work, we always think about, again, we think about money, but it's not always money. It's these factors that we've talked about. But then it's also, if that person doesn't feel like they're being used to their abilities, right, or I'm not challenged at work, or I have other ideas, or I'd like to do something, that also plays a very big role in how happy you are at work, no matter what type of job, you know, that you're doing. So finding ways to let employees do that can be very important. It doesn't have to be big jobs, but it's, you know, people want to be productive and they feel useful.
Just finding that medium.
Mm-hmm. Finding what they want to do. I mean, sometimes it's even, you know, just a little education about something, right? Maybe they get to go and learn something. I mean, they do that at the university, right? They have these different opportunities where people can go and learn, you know, here's how to use PowerPoint. Here's how to use Excel. Yeah. There's all those things. So you're developing yourself, right? You're getting extra skills.
Anything else you want to add, Dr. Burkhart?
I don't think so. Not for right now.
Did we cover?
Yeah, I think we did well.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Burkhart, for joining us for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.